Sheesh!
You're gonna die.
Give me 1 second, because I still have tears in my eyes.
He's dying inside.
You have a grumpy face, by default.
Man, I don't even live here.
Do I remember my keys, or am I just stupid?
Oh, I don't like how this is going.
I think it's a for dummies.
God, I smell dog shit.
Welcome to the Absurdity Podcast.
Welcome!
We got an intro at the beginning of the fucking show.
I mean, it's pretty early on. I guess I'll give it to you. I'll give you an intro today.
Yeah.
You can have it.
We have it.
We're not like 45 minutes in.
You're taking it?
Yeah, I'm not even asking. I'm just going to steal it.
He's me tooing the intro.
And I'm distributing to the world.
Well, hi, folks.
He's sex trafficking the intro.
Follow us on Facebook at Absurd Entertainment. Check us out on Instagram and Twitter at Absurdity69. Nice. And you are blessed with the ability to go find us on YouTube.
Plugs.
At Absurd Entertainment.
Is it a blessing?
Hit the bell. It is a blessing to see our faces.
Sometimes.
Do tickle that bell a little bit. Make it ring.
Yeah. Make it ding ding.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm so washed out today.
In general or in the camera?
I think in the camera.
I think it's both the lights combined.
Yeah. It's a little light.
Emotionally?
Probably. Definitely. Definitely wore out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyways,
oh, yeah, I'm a husk.
Welcome to the show.
We're shells of ourselves. Welcome to the show.
I'm Cameron.
Hi, Cameron.
Hi.
Anything to admit? Any skeletons in your closet?
How'd you know about those?
Anything you want to get off your chest?
How'd you know about Melinda?
I'm good.
I didn't kill Sasha.
No dad joke? No nothing? You don't have anything for me to be fucking gullible and fall for?
No.
I guess I should be thankful. That's like 2 weeks in a row.
Don't fall for it.
Where I haven't.
Stay on your toes.
Been the ruse of the joke.
Yeah.
What up, guys? DK here. Fuck, I got nothing. You know? It's that time of year where every week is the same fucking week. And the weather can't decide if it's going to be good or bad.
I know.
It was so nice last week.
Dude, this weekend was perf. This weekend was like.
It was great.
It was so good.
And then fucking Monday came by.
Fucking Mondays. And here we are on a Tuesday, and it's still fucking cold. And then they're saying it's going to snow on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, it is. I saw that, and I was a little pissed off. Only because I know it's not going to be anything even worth seeing.
They said it's going to be substantial accumulation. They just don't know exactly what it is, how much it's going to be yet.
Yeah, but I don't get off work for it, so I don't care.
Just call in, man.
No, I mean, I'm not working those days. It comes in Thursday afternoon, and I'm probably not going to work this Friday. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Just go play in the snow on Friday, then, if there's an accumulable about. But yeah, that's it. That's all I got going
on. That's all.
That's it.
Hi, folks. It's Porky Pig here. Big Dirty here.
I'll give you
that's alpha.
That's like a 7. I know you can do a better Porky Pig. It was too improv.
Yeah.
You didn't practice it.
I get it. His heart's not in it.
It wasn't. It was not. It was not in it. I do better Mickey Mouse than Porky Pig.
I can't do any. I can't do any.
Christians are fucking retarded.
Hoof.
You've never seen
a retard in the first 10 minutes.
Make
sure this is after 10 minutes, then we're good.
What's
the Justin Bieber one?
I don't think I've seen it. No, I don't think I've seen that
one.
It's probably because I just recently, after going. Okay, so the last time I was current watching South Park was when they did the Imagination Land episodes. That was 2011, 2010, 2011 era.
It was around that time.
And then only recently have I gotten back into South Park. So I started watching some of the newer episodes the other day, and I was like, hey,
I can't believe none of y'all have seen that episode.
No, man.
With Justin Bieber and Mickey Mouse in it.
I'll have to watch
it. And Mickey Mouse is like the ringleader behind Justin's concerts where all the girls are throwing their panties.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen that one, yeah.
And Mickey Mouse is backstage, and they somehow get his mic on the stadium mics.
And that's what he says. quote for quote, Mickey
that's
Mouse on South said. Park. Oh my god, yeah, I'm gonna have to watch more South Park when I get home. But yeah,
that's it, man.
That's all you got. That's your intro for the week.
My South Park Mickey Mouse impression.
And we greatly appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Definitely clarify that was not his thinking. That was definitely Mickey Mouse from.
I thought 100%. Of the South Park episode that it was from.
It was that.
Don't
episode.
Take claim to it. What are you doing?
I didn't write the episode.
Simpsons did it.
Simpsons did it first. Yo, what's up? It's Jake.
Everyone get their phone.
Shake and bake. Cosmic earthquake. make no mistake, ain't got no time to waste. Here to masturbate. Don't take the bait. Got no time to waste. Gotta get out of here. Peace. Bye. Don't feel like finishing it. Too tired. Got halfway there.
You were saying?
Huh? Exactly. What was that? Sorry.
Sorry.
I blacked out for a second. No,
wasn't paying attention.
Damn you, panda.
Yes, thank you for pointing that out, because that's going to be fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Never liked designer anyways.
Never.
It's going to go over every head right there.
No, I mean, I heard. I got it.
Okay, you got it. I was looking at his face. I'm like, that didn't hit.
Didn't hit.
Black X.
That's a miss.
Yo, dog. Panda. Sometimes that shit hit different. Panda. Didn't hit that time. You know.
Sipping codeine in the Fanta. Oof. Man, I actually listened to, I went back the other day and I listened to that, like all of the rap that I was like listening to in 2015, 16. So it was like Designer and Future and Schoolboy Q and.
Now you're talking.
Like, no, it was all like.
When TDE comes in the picture.
No, it was just.
You have my attention.
what else? I went back to, Future for sure. Cause I went and listened to like Dirty Sprite 2. Because fuck, I love that album. It's so good. Just the intro song.
Couldn't get into it.
You couldn't get into that?
Nah, I was too into indie rap at the time.
Oh, okay. I liked
like Vince Staples and shit.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like I said, I do love Vince Staples a lot, but I was listening to like, I didn't catch on to Vince Staples until like 2017. Yeah,
It took him a while.
Yeah.
Like to get attention from.
But when I was listening to rap in 2015, it was like hype rap because I was going to like a lot of rap, like ASAP Ferg, ASAP, anything ASAP was putting out.
I listened to ASAP
Like,
God damn it. His shit is just so goddamn trappy. It's just he's the trap lord for sure.
But it was, so we were, it was just a lot of hype rap. And that's what I went back through the other day and I was like cleaning the house and Shy got to watch me dance. Because like, that's what I do when I start listening to rap music is, well, I mean, any music. If I'm cleaning the house and there's music playing, I dance like a goddamn fool. But only a few people get to see it. But
it's like a snow leopard.
It's good. And that's the thing, though, is everyone who has ever seen me dance, they're like, holy shit, Cam, you can dance. Like, you actually can dance. Like, why don't, and I'm like, because I don't want to dance in front of people. Like, Shy's trying to get me to do like fucking TikTok like dance videos. Mm. Like she's like, Cameron, no, like for real. Like you would be, and I'm like, I don't wanna.
I ain't here for your clout.
But also, like, I don't know. It's just I don't like trending TikTok music. God, I don't like it.
It's all bullshit.
It's like the same song, like literally, and I'm just like, okay, I didn't like this song when I first heard it. I definitely don't like
the 37
millionth time on TikTok.
People still.
I mean, there are some bangers that come through, but I'd say the majority of the time it's not for me.
TikTok just feels like a lot of monkey see, monkey do.
It's no Vine.
It's a lot of
no Vine.
And it will never be a Vine.
No.
You hear that? Whoever made TikTok? CCP?
Yeah, pretty much.
You'll never be my Vine.
I'm the same way, though. Like, I like dancing,
uh-huh.
But I don't like dancing, especially in front of like people I don't really know.
I mean, you've seen me dance, and we've danced ignorantly at house parties together.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, literally, like, damn near naked at house parties.
Alone. Like, just you two.
So there was one fucking time.
Oh my God. No.
This is a completely different story. But I don't know what the fuck we were doing. Oh, we were like... We had either just finished playing Just Dance, because it was just you and me.
We were playing Just Dance.
We were playing Just Dance, and Kaylee came home and, like, walked in the door, and we had both just, like, sat down, and we were, like, chilling, but we were fucking sweaty. And, like, she opened the door, and we both, like, jumped and looked at her. And
because she, like, opened it aggressively.
Yeah, and she just, her first thing was just, like, why are you guys so sweaty? Like, it was a very...
And I'm
like,
pretty sure we were both shirtless, too.
Yeah, we were. It was a very accusatory...
Why was it so accusatory?
I don't know! But it was just like... It was just like, why are you guys so sweaty? And we're just like, we're watching Cops.
Yeah, right.
But no.
Yep.
I think Cops might have actually been on the television at the same time, too.
Yeah, it was just bad timing.
Yeah, it was just one of those funny situations because, like, we both were just like, like, we just got caught doing something, too. Like, it was so, it was, it was like both deer in the headlights look.
Because, like, back then we played Just Dance probably, I mean, so religiously. Like,
dude, we played Just Dance multiple nights a week. Like, a big group of us played Just Dance, like, multiple nights a week. And it was great. I remember being like hella good at Rasputin, like actually doing the fucking Russian dancing.
We did because it was just the Wii back then.
Yeah.
So like all you had to do was the hand movements, but no, we got into it.
You like that was the
full body dance.
You had to be moving. I mean, I really wish that we would have had like experienced. It wasn't Just Dance. It was another game that came out on the 360 for Kinect, but it was the same concept. But it used the Kinect to do your whole. Oh man, that one was. Me and Bryce, we played it one night. Like he had came home from. This was like 2000 and. Fuck. 9 or 10.
It's the sound of freedom.
But he came home and we took a bunch of Ambien, like sleeping pills, and stayed up because if you stay awake,
you trip.
It's fucking weird.
I saw a teddy bear talk to you one time.
And trying to like especially after you know like it's weird. It's a weird disassociative feeling, like you can't really feel your body and you're like real wiggly.
Yeah, you're like disassociated from your own being, so it's like every movement you're just like, is that me?
But I remember like trying to get out of the fucking chair so I could dance, and my legs were just like, huh? Like they just didn't even like. I stood up and then just fell over, and I was like, holy shit, I'm fucked up. Let's go.
Played a bunch of Just Dance,
and then we all passed out. I guess we were fucking exhausted. And slept so great though.
PSA: do not abuse Ambien.
So
or do under the right circumstances.
Do what you want to fucking.
This last weekend was the first weekend since the kids started sports that we had like nothing going on.
No sports.
It was they had a week between their last basketball game and their first soccer game, and so. I took some sleeping pills.
Hell yeah.
I was like, I'm going to try to get some sleep.
They took some whiskey.
No, I took one sleeping pill, just one single one. Uh-huh. You're allowed to take two, but I took one.
And 13 Xanax.
Well, it's actually all we had, so I would have taken two if there was two. But I remember laying there, and I was like, I can't go to sleep, but I'm so tired.
You hit, like, the body lock?
Yeah, I was like... Like, my head was super, like, light.
Floaty.
But, like, my body was so heavy.
Yeah, just, like, sucked down.
And I was like, I can't really move, but I can at the same time. So, like, any movement was, like, as if I had 80 pounds. Just, like, sitting. I was like.
Like, all your limbs are asleep.
It's like you're fighting sleep paralysis. Like, where, it's like.
It was so
weird. Just molest me tonight, sleep demon.
The demon is in me.
But I only slept until 7:30 the next morning. Oh. I was like, this is normal for me. What happened?
No, this weekend I did go to like Friday night. I went to bed early. I went to bed ass early. Woke up at like 6:30.
Dead ass early.
So I decided, okay, I'm going to get up, get around. Sunday, went to bed at midnight. Still woke up 6:45, 7:00, and I was like, okay, I feel good. This is fine. So this week I haven't been waking up. Like I set my alarm for 7:30. And even then that's sleeping in kinda. Still waking up like 6:45, 7:00 and actually getting up, but not even doing anything though. Like I wake up and I'm like, okay, I need to go make a pot of coffee. And then I spend the next 45 minutes sucked into something on my phone. Don't make coffee. But
I wake up at 3:50 and walk out my door by 4:02. That's not even a lie.
Nah,
I'm
man.
Fast as fuck,
boy.
Nah. I used to be until I started like packing my lunch and stuff. Mm-hmm. So like I'm actually taking breakfast with me.
Yeah.
So what I do is I like cook eggs the night before, and then I put them in the refrigerator, and then I just throw them on the skillet first thing in the morning, heat them up, melt some cheese onto it. Throw it on two slices of bread.
Yeah, I just kept
so now having, it takes me a solid 20 minutes to leave the house as opposed to 10.
Yeah,
I just kept having issues where like if I had time in my morning, I just couldn't get my morning started. Like I couldn't wake up.
No, if I have nothing to do, I'm always like, oh man, I have the day off. I'm going to get up and make some breakfast, blah, blah. Like, that never happens. I'm always like, nah, I'll just lay here longer.
Right. Well, that's the thing is if I give my, I mean, I do, it's, I don't necessarily like my schedule. Like 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. really kind of sucks when you think about it, because like you get off late enough in the evening to where it's like, it's late.
Yeah, there's nothing to do.
And going in at 9, like you can't really do anything before that.
Because nothing opens until 9.
So it's
like
just
nothing like
to like take care of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like there's, to actually, but it's,
and
just,
then everything's closed by 5. So it's like, you can't do it after work either. So it's like, when am I supposed to do all this?
Yeah. So but like I said, if I get, I do like the extra time, because I mean, it is, you know, more time awake, more time doing pretty much what I would do in my, you know, like fucking soaking up internet knowledge, like I would normally do outside of work. But like, it's, I need to stop doing it in the morning, at least not go into like, just give me dopamine memes. Like, I actually need to like read news, but also I read the news throughout the day right now, and it terrifies me. It's a very scary time to be alive right now. So I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I don't know how to start my morning other than listening to music. But
yeah, because now we have to start thinking about gas prices.
Well, gas prices, that's part of what's going on.
Yeah, because they just did a sanction on Russian import of oil.
Well,
they're working on it right now. It's not a decision made.
Here's the thing.
It's only 8% of our.
No, that's 8% of the global economy. The global oil comes from Russia.
8% of America.
2%. It's 2%. It's like 2 to 4% of America.
Okay.
But
it's a huge majority of Europe's, though. Like a huge majority.
But that's the thing is, like, you're seeing a global conflict right now. So of course oil is going to go up. It's not necessarily needed here in America, but it is what it's part of. It's part of what happens when you beef up for a global conflict, is you start seeing these industries, particularly, you know, the A, defense industries, but B, petroleum industries, start tweaking them prices up a little bit so they can make quite a bit of money off of it. Because, I mean, look at how much
that
money.
It's a political playing card, too. Yeah. I mean, they're just throwing it back and forth as a threat, as leverage.
But I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah,
but
let's not get into this.
I'm inevitably going to talk about it a little bit. It's just so baffling to me to think that we live in 2021. 2022. God damn, 2022.
Understand.
We have two countries that are legitimately, you know, you think of Ukraine and you think of Russia, you think of advanced, developed countries. You don't think
it is. It is advanced,
and we're,
it's a gorgeous city, Keith.
We're killing each other right now, and it just blows my mind. Because
nobody can tell the truth about it either. Both sides are lying, so you have to be like, well, they're lying about that, so that might be the truth. But they're lying about this, so that might be the truth. And you have to like be like, all right, well, where can I gather my own truth about what they're?
It's just not. It's just not necessary. Like, we're grown. We don't need to kill each other to solve our fucking problems.
And but I know.
Here we are.
Yeah, and I know it sounds cliche, but, you know, love and thoughts out to, you know, all the innocent people that are having to deal with this, that literally just are civilians living their lives with their families and loved ones, and they're getting attacked over, you know, things like oil and religion and territory and defense positions.
This is Russia's version of Iraq.
It's just another game.
There was just too many things to go into.
Guess what? Russia was on the other side where we are right now, in that position.
Yep.
Because they were politically trying to do shit for that shit area over there too.
It's just weird. It's just a weird thing that it's. I am not a foreign policy expert, so I don't really want to talk much about foreign policy on here, but that's just, it's just weird. It's just weird to see that is what my, it sucks to go from global pandemic being the forefront of media to now global war. Pandemic being fucking, it's just crazy.
Well, it's all huge covert wars right now, and all the things that you see is just shit that they want you to see.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's, we've always, there's always, you know, what is it? Not Shadow Wars. But yeah, proxy wars. Yeah, proxy wars going on. It's always going on. There's too much money made in death.
Yeah, and we just see the psyops off of it.
But it's just now that this is
the political moves are way more overt.
Yeah,
they're getting way and way more overt.
And it's just getting harder and harder to have to cut through the vines and the bullshit.
Well, I think that's the thing is you overwhelm a population
till they get burned out on it.
Yeah, and they don't even. It's just like fuck it. Just fuck it.
That's why the war's only been going on for a little over a week, and like everyone's already burned out on it. And like everyone's in America's like, I don't want to hear about this anymore. Because like minute by minute, we're getting like half an hour, minute, hourly updates on a war. Where like I can't even look at my phone without getting three updates on war on my lock screen. I'm just like. I understand how like I want the information because I've been following it as much as I can, trying to see if I can get all sides because I hate not understanding these kind of things. So I've been like, all right, they're saying this. When you're looking at the area, I can understand these points, like trying to understand as much as I can. But at the same time, it's just like, how many sources can you look through and who can you trust with all the information? It's like, who am I? Like, I could look at one thing and then I don't want to tell somebody about that because, well, if that's the propaganda and this is the real thing, or what if they're both a lie and what if you don't even fucking know what's going on? What if Ukraine is full of Nazis? What if Russia is just a piece of shit and just invading people? What if it is because of oil? What if it's because the whole NATO incident, even though Ukraine can't even join NATO because NATO doesn't meet all the requirements? I know Ukraine doesn't meet the requirements for it. But there's a lot of fucking things going on. They're also having peace talks about doing neutrality and then having Russia take the 3 points that's covering their border and leaving the rest of Ukraine alone. At the same time, they're talking about still bombing and still invading, so I don't fucking know.
I'm just glad we have a president that's like, no, we're not going to get involved at all. Like, and I'm going to do my damnedest not to. Because that's some crazy shit that's not for Americans.
Who said that?
Biden, he said
he's the one that's been sending weapons to Ukraine.
Well, I know, but he's not
funded
going,
their weapons to Ukraine.
He's not going to get us involved politically and start a war or send troops at all.
No, he's
going to
use the oil as a threat.
It's going to be what Russia did to us during the Iraq wars, and they supplied shit to.
Wasn't he also the threatened people they want to not win. Get involved?
I'm sure.
Oh yeah, he was threatened with all-out war from Russia if anyone got involved in this war.
That's what I heard was they were going to start bombing the U.S. if the U.S. gets involved.
But also, think about it: we send a bunch of weapons to Ukraine. Russia gets angry, and then immediately when they get angry, we like, oh well, we gave them all these weapons, and all of a sudden there's this conflict, and now we're like, oh, now we're just going to sanction.
But this is what America should be doing for everything. Not just this, you know what I mean? This should be
sending
like
less
a precedent. No, just not being involved.
Yeah,
like not sending us, not sending any
of our
troops.
Yeah, for something that doesn't involve us.
No,
like
we don't need to impose ourselves on people.
We voluntarily
anymore.
Put ourselves in the big brother position when we don't need to be.
We need to do what Japan was doing for thousands
of
years.
That didn't work out for them too well. They started doing a lot of really weird shit
but they're
tiny, when they got isolated.
They're tiny islands, and we're a huge fucking continent with giant amounts of...
Well, that's also the issue, is they were so interconnected with so many countries.
We
shut down the doors now, I mean, we kind of fuck up everybody else,
We have
too.
So many potentials to do our own shit instead of outsourcing everything just because it's cheaper.
We need American production.
That's what I meant by that.
Fix
not
Detroit.
Just, like, closed borders. Yeah. That's fucking... Not, yeah. I mean, that's...
Bring fucking carbon... manufacturing back to Detroit. Fix the fucking city.
You can
buy a house for a couple thousand fucking dollars.
I just meant consolidate all our shit and stop trying to outsource shit, because that would help us with all the oil and coal and all this shit that's like very politically balanced, and they have to operate on those
and lower
standards.
The unemployment rate as well.
You gotta export that employment on all that workforce that we have to pay cheaper.
We just need to wean off of that oil slowly, get onto that renewable shit, and get on that local shit, and stop worrying about what other countries are doing and all this shit. We're fine.
Yeah, we need to slowly start trying to go more into...
Slowly cut that military spending down so we can work on our infrastructures and our social shit and our structures and our...
So you're running for office in
2024,
right?
Yeah, you hear that?
Right?
You hear that?
He won't be 35.
Oh, dang.
I might be.
I will be your. I'll be your VP. Or in the cabinet. Yeah.
Could I run in 2024?
Put me in the cabinet somewhere.
Would you be 35?
You would at least get a vote.
I don't have to be
in
VP.
November 2034. I will be 35. or 2024, I will be 35.
It was 40.
No, it's 35.
Okay.
Dude. But don't you have to be 35 before
Obama was
the 40, election?
I think.
No, he wasn't.
Was he? Was he 40 when he got in? How old was he?
Oh.
It's, when we got in, not when he got out. That old no. Fuck.
He was pretty.
He was like.
He's pretty old.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah, he was like in his 50s. Yeah,
that was one of them where I was just where I was looking at. Never mind. Continue with
the No, Obama looked young, but he wasn't.
No, I remember seeing something about like presidency and 40. And I just assumed.
No, it's 30. You could run.
I may
at
have seen just the 40th.
But no one's gonna ever. No one's ever going to elect a 35-year-old president. It's just not gonna happen.
I think maybe they fucking should. So it's not just a seasoned politician who's gotten paid by everybody.
Well, I.
How?
I think that there is some, like, there is some level of knowledge that comes. I mean, absolutely. You know how to play the
wisdom.
Game, but that's the thing is there is it's still the
it's a
game.
Sticky game.
It's still a game. At that level, like,
I think that. Position would be really stressful for a 35-year-old.
Oh yeah, I would shit my dick off. It would I can't even manage my own life, let alone a country.
Well, you have to think of all the drugs they pump you full of, so that all these elderly men can stay awake and work.
Well, that's the thing is they're old as fuck, and it's weird. I wonder if they take their if they peel their flesh off and put them on like a robot. And then once they get so old,
no,
our presidents.
No, no, they have clones. They just clone them. Obviously, they clone them from their young politician. Then they corrupt the clone. This is all basic facts.
It's common knowledge.
I read it on The Onion.
I'm gonna hit you with that blinking guy meme.
No, it's weird.
It's the thinking, man.
It's just all like. I don't know. It would
no,
be
no. Mine's the what?
What's he saying?
Huh?
Unforgivable.
But I don't know. It would be
that'd be me through an entire presidency. What?
Huh? You want me to do?
What are you talking?
Wait a minute.
About?
Wait a minute. You telling me there's aliens?
Every time somebody talks, he just sends a meme and says, "Hey, I sent you a meme. Look at this real quick."
And giggles.
Nah, that's what I think about you right now.
No, I would just be like, I would just. Oh, I don't know. Because then I would be able to have like access to that presidential knowledge, like anything that is confidential that my little fucking conspiracy theory brain wants to know about.
That's probably why. Like, that's probably why. Young people, it's because you're too young. You still have angst, so they don't want you in. They're gonna be like, "Oh, this guy has too much energy." They're like, "No, we gotta dumb him down.
No,
we gotta drug him."
You wouldn't have to do a goddamn thing but sit in your chair and then have your aide just tell you all the secrets. You're like, was that shit true? And they're like, yes, it was true.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Mr. President. Send an Elvis rule.
No, how the American people haven't figured it out,
here's
I don't
what
know.
I would do. Here's what I would do. If I was president and I had access, this is, I know this is wildly off the par, but this is what I would do as president. First thing for me as president.
Bitches.
No, fuck no. That's how you get presidential herpes. And that's
just like
for life.
That like, presidential clap.
That's a brand new
species. I bet if I was president, they have a cure for herpes. But anywho, so I would get access to like the confidential files. Like I would get my confidential files, and I would hit up the Last Podcast on the Left guys and commission them to make episodes for me.
No,
only
put them in the cabinet.
No, like they're these episodes are the only cabinet. For me. If you speak about this, like what the shit that you talk about, we will kill you. I mean, I'm sorry, Marcus and Henry and Ben, no. I would have you killed if you told the secrets of, but I would have them make episodes about like the real JFK or like the real Watergate.
Are you kidding me? I'd make a podcast out of like inside the White House.
So I'm saying no, you have them.
I couldn't disclose it.
No, I wouldn't give away secrets. I would just make a podcast from the White House.
Podcasting president.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like you need to have them be in the cabinet.
It's your president, dude.
Have them in the White House with you. They collect information. Then when they get out, they can make podcasts afterwards.
No, that's what I would do. I would have daily podcasts, daily like 20-minute podcasts that would be like my dissemination of information
instead of Twitter.
Yeah, instead of I wouldn't. Yeah,
the last morning news. Last morning news on the left.
You would delete
your 20 minutes.
Presidential Twitter.
No, I would just. I would. Yeah, I would totally delete. I would remove presidents from. I would be like. I would make a executive order that no politician could be active on Twitter. No politician could be active.
It'd have to be approved by Congress, I think.
That's why I get in Congress.
we remove social media from fucking
veto,
government.
But you could veto their veto.
Yeah, I'll veto their veto.
Just keep going. Yeah.
be fucking playing.
Yeah.
Or filibuster in here.
Stall all of America on just that.
Yo. Exactly. I would shut America down just to remove the social media aspect from the government.
So hard.
And you know what's funny is like that would become a meme and you'd become more popular because
I feel like the Congress would fight it so hard.
No, dude, like remove social media.
House of Reps would just be like, nah,
boy. Any aspect of government. Not necessarily for the because I mean when I say that it sounds almost like I'm trying to censor government, like because social media is where everyone gets their information nowadays.
That's just the actual operation. Here's the psyop of I'm not doing that.
No, I agree because those platforms are money makers and that should not be
That's also like where you can kind of have the promoting from companies into politicians on Twitter the and then people just upvoting
involved
shit
in that at all.
Yeah,
I agree.
But what about the Ukrainian president who's also a comedian? He has to have Twitter. I can't take that away from him.
He's not American.
This is America.
He needs to be American.
Americans.
He's already a psyop. He needs to be American.
That's all social media is. It's a fucking psyop, dude. That's all it is. That's why you have all these studies
from
coming out.
From advertising companies. Yeah.
No, from every
and
it's
every
like,
angle
it
too.
It makes it. You have a generation of kids.
Data companies
who have whose expectations of reality have only been brought into them through this little fucking thing and through social media, where the real world is such a twisted. I mean, I get it too. Like I understand like the links with depression and social media use and anxiety and social media use and not fulfill levels of fulfillment when you're so like the correlation between social media use and prevalent mental illness nowadays. I feel like that's a causation, not a correlation. Mm-hmm. Like
eventually
coincidence?
No.
Eventually they'll say the same thing.
But yeah, it's just another psyop to have a distracted population.
Sheep,
baby.
Sheeple.
But here, you know, how many hours I spend on fucking all social medias every day because goddamn, it does tick that dopamine. I love it.
Yeah,
because
that means you wouldn't be able to be on social media either.
Thank God. Get me off of it. Yeah. You know how many times a day I think of literally just fucking smashing my phone so I have to get like a flip phone or some shit so I don't have to
deal
with this anymore?
But TK, what about the show?
I can still do my show. I could do the show without a phone.
No. The social media posts. Oh. We need those.
Oh. I haven't been doing them lately.
Well, hire a Korean kid to do it, goddammit.
We've been letting the big dog do that for a minute.
We'll export the work to a different country.
But no, it's like...
Don't need that work in America.
Yeah, I feel that... Man, this has gotten so, so off track.
I've also read and listened...
I don't even know how we got here.
...to way too much MKUltra.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I read Operation Paperclip as well. I read the entire book and then listened to the audiobook two times afterwards.
No, like, it's everything...
Why?
We are in...
Because I work 11 hours a day in a factory and I don't have anything else to do. I can't have my phone on me, so I just listen to an audiobook all day. I'm not even allowed to do that either.
No, we're seeing the remnants of...
Why the same book? Why not pick a different
book?
It's
very interesting and it's all true.
It's very interesting and it can last an entire day. It is a long book and it's very fascinating and it's funny because I remember a story of them talking about a Nazi scientist that they took into a castle. I forgot the name of the castle. I obviously read the book so much. Yeah. But he was a prisoner of war and he would not stop masturbating in the tub.
Been there.
Yeah. He would not stop masturbating.
Me in a deep depression,
yeah,
maybe.
Maybe
that
was
their
problem.
Tactic. That's what
just,
they were
yeah, just
told.
Act crazy.
But with clap told. Cleats! Come on!
That's just what they're told.
Listen, I'm a prisoner of the war in my head, so.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say the prisoner of war in my pants, and I thought it was going to be funnier, but okay.
Maybe no, I'm not a child.
I'm still waiting to hear all the platforms on his presidency campaign.
Oh,
Facebook,
man.
Twitter, Instagram, all the platforms. YouTube.
We're gone. We're done. No, it would. I don't want to talk what I would do hypothetically if I ran for president.
Why not?
It's cringy.
It's not necessarily cringy.
We could turn it into reality.
We could, but I also never would. Dude,
they would look at the rest of our episodes and say no.
Yeah.
They would look at anything. They would look. They would dig
they
up
look
my
at your Facebook.
Yeah, they pull up my Patriot Act file in the fucking database, and they're like,
You could be the one that's like, who cares about this shit? We all have data.
We've all done weird shit.
Thank you for mentioning the Patriot Act.
You don't need to be ashamed of who you are in this.
This guy was wanting to show his butthole to everyone.
Your identity.
For America.
Your identity is
protected. That's America's asshole right there.
It's America, asshole.
That could be part of your platform.
I understand that capitalism still has to be a part of American society to an extent.
And there's some things you just can't do as a lone person. You can't change things.
One presidency, I wouldn't be able to do it. Are we gonna stack the house?
Bro, JFK
no, he's gonna be the first one
to.
Oh, I know. That's the thing. He gets shot. That's the thing. Is like if I want to do my fucking altruistic fucking idea of what the American utopia could maybe be. Yeah, no, dude. They're gonna put a Glock in my mouth and make a brain slushy.
No, listen, because we're gonna Putin you. We're gonna make it so that you're the only president and no one ever runs against
there,
you.
There will always be too many people there.
Eat a motherfucker.
Too many people too close.
No, there was a ton of people around JFK too.
No.
His car didn't even have a fucking roof. We're more professional than that.
But look at all the people that were surrounding him.
That's not what I mean.
No roof.
That's not what I mean.
He's getting sunburned. Look how pissed he is.
That wasn't his choice, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's why we're here, to make sure it is your choice, because it's my choice.
No, dude. I would really I am an idealist in, I guess, like globalism to an extent, like where everyone needs to be working together.
Globalist.
No, I would be
globalist elitist.
I would be open to the idea of open borders to America, but it's not like you come to America and immediately should be able to get on any type of wealth. Like, I would overhaul kind of like and make like a public sector of job, like kind of like how FDR did. Was it FDR?
You're saying names. I don't know. I know FDR.
Okay, I was gonna say. It's about to tell you his name.
But like with all of the the work cores that happened like pre World War II and post World War II, like Chandler Park was built by a work core. Mm-hmm. Like just make like a lot of bridges and roads were built by work cores. Mm-hmm. And make a government kind of like infrastructure system and make not necessarily make it to where you have to work here, but make it to where, hey, if you need a job, we will always be able to get you a job. Like if you want to come to America and do your part to be up, like to make America what it should be, then come here. But, and if you come here and you need help, like we're not going to turn you away because you need, but there are, you have to be, there's, it's weird. That would be like my immigration policy pretty much.
And at the same time, like, and you also have to think like when you think of like just like open borders letting people in, I mean that's like the final result. And you have to think of like, how do you start that? Do you start that at border control? No. Do you start that at at having enough homes? No. Do you start that, like, where do you start that? Well, first off, you have cities that can't even support themselves by, like, with the people they have. What are you going to do when you throw more people that don't have jobs in that area? Like, you almost need a infrastructure reconstruction of America.
That's kind of like what I just said exactly.
Was it really?
Like building a job corps, a government-sanctioned job corps that takes care of the infrastructure like FDR did. That's exactly what
and
I just said.
So I interpreted that differently as, like, making a job, like, just basically, like, making almost like a union, just so when people come in, it's just like, hey, we can disperse you to places you're needed.
Yeah, like that's, but it would be through every, like,
but every. Because you need to go to like places that are just destroyed because there's like no industry in there anymore. You also have to think of like, you have to think of like the electrical infrastructure of places. Like, if we put more people in, you have to think of maintenance. They have to think of like, we're one of the few like extremely modernized fucking countries that still have like above ground electricity and everything. So it's, we're still, and we have terrible weather all the way across like the middle of the country. Look at the coast. Like, they're so vulnerable. You have to like change the entire electrical infrastructure to make sure that these larger communities that you bring in are going to be supported if anything does happen. Like, there's a lot of fucking processes you have to go through that can't be done in 4 years or 8 years. It takes like, it takes somebody before you, somebody after you, caring about your cause, and enough people behind it that believe in you, instead of like a guy going in and then someone be like, no, fuck that guy, I'm the opposite, and then people are like, yeah, and then they go on that guy, and then your entire idea gets blown away because someone said, someone made one story about you, and then they made an entire platform.
Okay, here's the plan opposite. Then he runs, does this eight, does,
and
this
I
eight
do the
years.
Opposite as a facade.
No, then he does his 8 years, and then I'll run, do my 8 years, then he runs, do his 8 years, then you run. That's all.
It's all there.
That's 32 years, baby.
How old are you?
We can fix the
after
world.
He does his 8 years when he turns 35.
In 16 years.
Well, no, because
okay,
you have to turn 35.
Okay, in 18 years.
Yeah. Old enough.
Yeah, in 18 years, you're only going to, yeah, you won't even be 50 yet.
Baby. I'll be looking pristine.
Well, you'll have another 16 years after that, or another 8 years after that. So you'll have, you have to wait until.
No, that'll be
26
after my
years.
Yeah, you've got 26 years until you can run.
I'll just join, I'll be in all of your cabinets and people will start asking questions. That's fine. Be like, that's the same fucking guy. I'll just have like a fake mustache.
Well, it's going to be pretty much our own party. I'm sorry. It's not going to be libertarian. We'll
call it the absurd party.
It's not going to be conservative. It's not going to be. It's going to be not pretty progressive.
Right.
It's going to be pretty progressive in thought.
Absurditive.
Well, that's that. Okay, so my, because you have.
It's the absurditive party.
I was going to say about, but trying.
That would be a fucking perfect incentive, especially be, like for the workforce and shit. Like if you had a government mandated and incentivized like workforce that was big enough,
where
you could influence,
where you offered the training and everything,
yeah, yeah,
like you could come in,
yeah, you could influence huge corporate business so much because people would want to flee to the government jobs from their horrible working, like
that's
stupid
the other thing,
hours,
like just living wages
for no,
in America,
for no
like,
pay, for no vacation, for
oh
no
yeah
sick.
Oh yeah, $20 an hour,
like that, you average, have to,
like
you
that's
have to.
That's going to yeah. be baseline, that's going to yeah. be, I'm sorry, $20, like that would be, I my mandated minimum wage would be $20. Like, here you go, countrywide.
Dude, that was,
yeah. Did
dude.
You see the Biden interview where he was promising that like we're gonna lift it to 15, and then like shortly after he was like, well, that's
they
not actually that's a
that.
Yeah.
All,
I mean, that's,
and then
that's
directly
always
after, like, well, that's
promises.
All gonna get passed because of these.
Makes
well, and promises. Here's the thing with raising the minimum wage is you also have to now raise everything else.
Yeah.
To meet that.
But then we have to.
There's a lot of processes to go through there. It's not just an immediate one goes up, the other goes
Here's
up.
Here's the thing is, if I was president, I would be a president who made a lot of laws that people wouldn't like because they would almost be. They wouldn't be necessarily anti-capitalist, but there would be caps on
no,
rates.
It would be a form of like a socialist democracy,
yeah.
where it's just like your basic needs
yeah.
are covered. Like you can like you'll still
yeah,
work,
yeah.
but you don't have to worry about working a job where you can't eat food.
Yeah. Like you will be, if you have a work, you have a house, yeah. you have food, you have transportation, you will be able to live your life.
Right.
And like, cause that's the thing is like no person who works 40 hours a week, I don't care what you do. If you work 40 hours a week, you don't deserve to be living in poverty.
No, absolutely not.
Especially people that like in this city that work 60 hours a week mm-hmm. and have to live with roommates or family still.
Yeah.
Because
no,
they can't
that's
afford
absolutely
single
insane
single
to
single
me.
Living. Yeah.
Like, if you work a full-time job, you should live a comfortable life.
People in Oklahoma work themselves to death and never see a actual, like, real living wage.
Here's the thing, though. Oklahoma, and that's
it's not even just Oklahoma, but Oklahoma's
saying,
a good example.
Oklahoma's terrible because the cost of living is so cheap to be here. Like, it's ridiculously cheap. I can go buy a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house in Claremore, Oklahoma right now for
like
$75,000. Yeah. Like, if I wanted a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house in any of the other cities that I would actually want to live in,
$200,000.
If I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Like, I could find, like, I could probably get on, like, and find, like, a trailer house on the outskirts of San Diego or some shit like that. Be, like, close to $200,000.
Tech gods, industry gods, listen, You can build a mansion in Oklahoma for like $300,000. You could have like a 5-bedroom, 3-bath with like 10 acres.
You could do a
lot. Like, you can build a fucking mansion. Bring industry, bring healthy, livable industry to Oklahoma. Make, if you can make life in Oklahoma livable for like the average man and woman, the average worker, the average family, man and woman, then you will be a hero, and people will revere you as somebody who actually fixed a place instead of just being someone who took advantage of a place with low taxes and then just siphon shit. If you can actually change a place that isn't already like
looking at you
flourishing, up, then fucking help a motherfucker out. Come to a place, help some people out, change some lives, and you'll make money from it because there's people that want to work.
Did you see how bad? I mean, I know you guys remember how hard we were riding Elon's dick to get like the Tesla factory built.
And then all of you shit on him except for me.
I was
all of you said you hated. Well, you weren't here yet. But
no one, not one time in that episode did I say I hated Elon Musk.
None of us did.
No one said we hated Elon Musk in that episode.
Can I?
I've gone back and listened to it. No one said they hated Elon Musk. I just said, and I'll say it again, I think he's a piece of shit. That is the only thing that came. But no.
Not hate.
Just he's a piece of shit. I can say a lot of people are a piece of shit and not hate him. What are these? Spicy nuts? Chili lime peanuts.
Chili lime. It's the same ones we had last time.
Avoiding the sodium.
So no.
But
want some of these chili lime nuts?
But no, if
these nuts.
Yeah. Like there's but that's the thing is Oklahoma's got oil, and we give such tax breaks to these oil companies that's the industry that we're going to be known for in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And we're dumb because like we could charge these fucking oil companies more money, just even more, just a little bit more money, and still be charging them less than what the surrounding.
My problem is I mean, they would charge them more money, but it's not like the workers would get any of that money.
No, I'm saying, but that tax money would go back to the state, which we could fund all that into education, which we are 47th.
You know what they could do?
No, it's been 47th for a while.
They could pass a bill for recreational weed and say which places it can go for the money.
Yeah,
they should. Like the proceeds from that should be, because
that's what Colorado fucked up with. They only allotted like two things for the weed money to go to, and then ended up being like millions and millions and millions of dollars that they had, like they couldn't do anything with.
No, I will agree that the OMMA laws need to be rewritten. Yeah.
They need to write up that shit.
But I mean, we got through when we got it through.
I just feel like because I feel like there's still that like old school Christian hate marijuana feel.
That's the thing.
So I don't like, that's why I'm seeing, like, I'm just like, I'm not, I'm really one progress in that field, but I don't see it happening quickly.
But that's the thing is you can push for
they
it.
They need money.
You can, absolutely. Yeah.
They need money that bad.
In all honesty, I'm honest with what you just said. I'm honestly surprised they even passed it medically.
No, yeah.
And they're also the most relaxed medical marijuana state in the country.
No, that's the thing is like, that's why. Like I do believe that there need to be sanctions, not necessarily sanctions, but more rules in effect for growers, for dispensaries, for process. I feel like there needs to be more oversight.
I just don't understand how weed cannot be legal recreationally, but we can distribute alcohol like it's nothing.
Oh yeah, no, it's part of.
Yeah, you can buy enough. You can buy enough alcohol to kill you, and nobody will even bat an eye at you. But
yeah,
you
know. I mean, well, we even raised it to where we could have.
Yeah.
6-point beer.
Yeah, uh-huh. And I just want to do mushrooms, and I can't.
But we can't pass weed recreationally?
I just want to take psychedelics, and I can't do that, but I can go pop a full bottle of like Ambien or Xanax. I can go to town for a couple minutes.
But no, it's a...
very short couple minutes.
I don't know. I kind of got lost on the subject there.
The sanction, well, quote-unquote sanctions for marijuana rules. For dispensaries.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the same thing with, like, casino money and not being able to use, like, casino money for,
That's hard, too, because Native American, it's...
I know. I mean, there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to.
Well, also, I think they just don't want to touch a thing that has, like, a taboo feel to it, like Native American money. They're just like, I don't want
to
touch that.
No, they charge taxes to the casinos. Yeah. They do.
The regulations on what they can spend it on.
Yeah, there's regulations on what that money... Yeah. But you can't. So, and I think schools were one. Like, no, it was. And then it was like we were going to bring the Oklahoma Lottery, like the scratchers. The lottery was supposed to do education. But then they ended up changing it, or they ended up using the lottery money for education, but ended up taking away. So they were like, oh, well, the lottery, but it didn't offset what they took away.
Okay, how often do they say education, and what they really mean is school, and by school they mean football field, soccer field, and sports equipment.
That's a huge part of the way schools make money.
That's my biggest fucking thing, is like so many people in Oklahoma are representing that 47 out of 50 education, but god damn do they love their high school football.
Well, that's honestly, high school football, especially in states with a lot of rural population, you know, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas.
That's like all they got.
Yeah, that's like what they got. Like, we
have. They could have intelligence.
I mean,
with the other things. It's like a tourist town.
Yeah, it's like.
It's like they have a season.
I understand it. I understand, like, the feel of it. I mean, I played for a lot of really small town, like, in Texas, a lot of small town football teams. I understand the concept of, like, everybody, like, everyone around the town, all they talk about is just like, oh, hey, did you see this person's son do this in the football game last week? Oh, what do you think he's going to do next week? Yeah. Like, all that stuff, like, all the time.
Yeah, because a lot of that shit just doesn't change. Yeah,
because there's nothing else to do in the city, so it's just like, well, I guess I'll go watch the high school football team and get drunk.
The local population is just like
get fingered by the homeless guy down the street.
Especially like the small like country towns, like that's their thing. Yeah. Football.
I mean, yeah, it's a huge thing. Henderson, Texas.
Football. Ooliga, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Fuck. Like
Ooliga, you mean Ooliga Tallala school system? Yeah. Thank you.
But it's in Ooliga.
It is in Ooliga. No one cares about Tallala. Get the fuck out of here.
But it's no, like I said, yeah, there should be more. I definitely agree that there needs to be more money spent in honestly, Oklahoma education for sure.
Because like, don't get me wrong, like this, like it's good for people to play sports. No, but you not need to be putting like 100 times more into sports and everything.
Here's the problem with having a ranking of 50 states of education. Someone's gonna be 47, regardless of how smart you are.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless how smart you are, there's going to be a 47th state that's the dumbest 47.
Yes, but it's a bad representation of 47. I need to pull up the statistics for it, actually, for like test grades and everything, but it's not good. Like, it represents the
number. But what I'm saying is, like, no matter how smart everyone gets, there's still going to be a 47th place.
Yes, but when the numbers represent it, that's where it's like, oh.
But still, at that, if you're in that 47th state, you're going to be like, oh, we need better scores.
Well, no, you could go, no, look, our scores are actually like really close from 47 to 1. They're all really close. But like when you're 47.
But you still don't want to be 47 regardless.
No, but like I'm saying, like when your test grades are so bad that you are 47 and you represent that because the grades are bad, like they're genuinely bad, then, I mean, you are what you are. I mean, whether there was
three people in this room contributed to that, so. Three of us went to Oklahoma school systems.
Yeah, I was lucky.
I barely passed high school, so I don't know.
I think my higher grades were actually in
Texas.
Well,
that was the thing. I played sports.
I barely passed because I stopped caring about school. That was the only reason why I barely passed.
You know how much homework I did in high school? I wrote my senior research paper. I did all the stuff we had to do. You know what my grade point average when I graduated high school was? 3.5. Because all of my teachers would give me Bs. Because I played football. And it was just easy.
My English teacher just kept on giving me like Bs and As on a lot of things.
I had a science teacher that hated me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I passed that with a 69.
Nice.
Bazinga.
Rounds up, baby.
Like, I was at a 67 before the final.
Ah, so you did good on the final.
And I scored a 75 on the final. It was an 85 on the final and bumped me up to 69. That's the only reason I passed that. If not, I would have had to stay for a whole other year of school just for one class.
Yeah, I was always good. I was, like, really good at taking tests and finals. Like, I always did, like, phenomenal on all the, like, the big tests. I just couldn't sit down to do fucking homework. I hated it.
Okay, so that class was anatomy, and I just I only took that class because I was dating a girl at the time that wanted to take that class, so I took it too.
I actually would have wanted to.
Literally did not do anything in that class besides dissect a cat and a pig heart.
Hell yeah.
And then make sex jokes when it came to the reproductive system.
I just like that.
You were that guy.
Huh? Yeah. High school.
In Claremore, they did have the forensic science class.
I thought it was a legitimate question. If you don't use it, do you lose it?
Shut the fuck
up. Did you watch the 40-year-old virgin?
Yes, he did, because that was when it came out.
And also, during our representation of the heart, we had to walk through the diagram on the floor as blood, and I stopped and yelled heart attack. I
could see myself laughing at that.
I saw a lot of people laugh at that.
I probably would have done that.
And then I made the cat dance. I don't see why that was a big deal, but I got sent to the principal for it, so.
See, I had a class where we could practice blood splatter on each other.
Yeah, that was cool. Literally about to say.
No, dude, I love, like,
said something similar to that, and I was like, it's a dead cat. Who cares? Like,
it's science. It's scientifically like, dancing.
Sure, you'd be like, oh, wait, sorry. That's
you
not
gave high school students a dead cat to cut open. Like, what did you expect? Yeah.
I got this evil creature off the streets eating all the birds.
The thing was probably a stray cat anyway.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Usually what dissect cats are.
Yeah.
I've dissected 4 cats in my life.
This is Petunia. This was Tiffany's cat, but she failed her last test, so we're using her.
Yeah, they were all in different classes.
Like I was hoping it wasn't like on your free time.
Yeah.
It sounds like one too many.
No, it was.
That sounds like 3 too many.
two times in... No, 1 time in high school and 3 different times in college.
He did go to college.
I did too.
I've been into college. I've been out of college a lot. Like
I went to 2 colleges and didn't graduate either one.
Yeah.
I'm on my third one. I graduated one of them.
I went to college from 2007 to 2000. The beginning, like I finished that 2008. So like, and then so 2 years there. Then took 3 years off and then went back for 2 years and then took 4 years off, and then I've only been out of college for like a year and a half at this point. I guess 2 years now this is 2 years at this point.
So you're up to your bachelor's?
No, I don't have anything.
Oh.
But I've been in college this past time for 4 years leading
up
to now.
I was going
to
say, yeah, that's what I counted 4 years.
I changed my major so much that I don't have a bachelor's.
You still keep the credits for it.
Yeah, but I all have as an associate.
My wife said, like, I need to go back to college to get a degree in broadcasting.
Ooh.
I mean,
that's an option. That sounds good. Like, I would love to do that.
Yeah.
She's like, with how much you mess with editing and, like, with all your podcasts and blah, blah, blah. She's like, you should just go into school to go do broadcasting. I was like, yeah. I mean, it'd be good to, like, learn more about it. And, like, that stuff interests me.
And that's also good connections for meeting other people that are learning the same thing you were.
Yeah. And advertising.
Yeah.
See, when I go to Texas, nobody knows about our show down there.
I know of at least 4 people in Texas.
No one knows about the show.
Got him.
Not a single goddamn person in Texas knows about that show.
I know of at least
4. Not a single motherfucking human being.
I know of at least 4.
Not a single Texan. They don't even speak English. They're all foreigners.
He was very proud for like half a second until you thing right down.
There's not a real Texan.
3 of those 4 people are real Texans.
They're born in Kazakhstan.
No, they are real Texans born in Dallas.
CIA plugs.
See, if I wanted to go to college, I would want to go for some crazy shit.
I'm going for welding.
Botany and microbiology.
No, that would be awesome.
I went for electrical engineering.
Way too long and way too expensive.
I'll still have 19 more months after I finish this course.
And I probably wouldn't do anything with it.
I took 1 year towards my associate's in electrical engineering. That shit was hard.
Yeah,
engineering's tough.
Yes, it is.
When you get just handed a motherboard and a bunch of wires saying, here, make an alarm clock and make it go off at a certain time. I was like, oh, fuck.
I've done that before.
How? And then I get another one that says, hey, here's your motherboard. Basically be a digital dice and make it randomize every time you press the button. That was hard. I could never get the... I didn't fail it, but I got a bad grade because I could never get the 4 to do. They have the line on the right side of it. Like it had the bottom half, but not the top. I could never get the top one to go.
Huh.
Interesting.
And then when he finally showed me what I was doing wrong, I had a faulty wire.
No.
He's like, yes. Yeah, so he goes, you have to check every connection.
Mm. It's like, maybe it was on purpose.
That
it probably was.
Salty wire was on purpose.
It probably was.
Like 90% of the job of an electrician is just troubleshooting.
Because
that is the whole thing of an electrician.
Basically, I was just like arcing all the way to the display. It was like the fourth one in. And I was just, I was like, oh, I got the first one's good, last one's good, but the one in the middle was not good.
I hate that I'm just tired enough to where I can't get the noise of that train stopped on the tracks out of my head.
Are you telling me that train is stopped?
Oh yeah, it's been stopped.
Oh fuck yeah, bro. Fuck yeah, bro.
I can't stop.
I don't even have that sound in my head.
No, I can faintly hear it, but it wasn't like.
It almost sounds like just something passing. Yeah, no, I'm so tired that it like my brain doesn't have the filter of don't listen to things in the background.
Speaking of trains, yes. Let's get ready for Off the Rails.
Let's get ready for Off the Rails.
Let's get ready.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks.
If you want to listen to Off the Rails, it is on our Patreon at patreon.com/absurdentertainment.
Absurd Entertainment, because it's not only this.
Not only this.
We have more.
There's more content.
And eventually more to come.
Yeah, there's always going to be more come.
Always.
There's always going to be more come.
Always going to be more come.
Always.
Especially when you're applying pressure to the prostate.
You can do as little as $1. Up to $4. Doesn't matter.
After you pay, get some free content.
Yeah.
After you
get
pay.
Some free content. Yeah.
And there's enough of a backlog. You got enough to listen to for a little bit.
Donate $1 and you get all this free content.
And you hear, we do on the Off the Rails, we do a beer review.
Yeah,
different beer.
Dude,
every
guys,
time.
I do want to tell you, I'm not necessarily excited for the beer. I mean, I'm excited for the beer tonight. But I saw the like label and saw the name and I was like, this is fucking cool.
Teaser! Thanks for listening. Toodaloo.
Toodles.
Bye.
Peace and love.